the podcast with everything paranormal. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host, Joe Shortridge, and his sister.
Hello.
Me. Hi, Joey.
What up?
Hanging. Chilling like Gilligan.
How's your day going?
It's going amazing. How's your day going?
Are you excited about all these people we have around us?
Oh my gosh, the spirits are draining me already. It's just incredible that, you know, like, you could be in one place and there's nothing, and then all of a sudden you're standing and you feel somebody standing behind you.
Flicking your ear.
I'm not enjoying.
As you can tell with the sound in the background, we are on the road.
Yes.
Always. Once again. We are outside of Louisville, Kentucky.
We are. We're very close to Waverly, by the way.
And Fort Knox. Fort Knox is only a throw away. You know,
yeah. Stone away. You know,
we have some exciting guests with us.
We do.
They brought some smiles to our table.
They have. You know, it's really fun coming to conventions because we get to meet new people and people who are like us, Joe. Kindreds, I won't say.
Or as
that.
Other people would say, those people. those people.
But no, you know, it's always fun to meet other people that, you know, host radio shows or do podcasts or YouTube shows as well. And with us, you know, today we have Geeks Paranormal. Wonderful ladies. We have Shauna and Victoria. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Woo woo! So glad to be here, guys.
Thank you for having us.
What is the network that you're on?
Well, we're on asiparanormal.com, which is a video network, so you can see our podcast. Actually, see our podcast.
and see our guests that we interview.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We are on parax.com. We're on Spotify. She's not taking this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were on Spotify. Oh, yeah. We're on like 11 different broadcasting stations like Spotify, Spreaker.
We're on anchor.fm /geeks-paranormal.
I think they practice that.
Have you ever gone on the internet, typed in your name, and said, I'm there?
Yes.
It's
yes.
so weird finding yourself on different things.
It is.
Oh, we get excited when we see it. Like
yeah. Oh, we're here.
Wait, like, look, we were there? The first one. Up. Yeah, you type the whole name in.
Duh. If you just type geeks, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Get the Google alerts because you'll find that your name comes up more than you think.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, sign up for the Google alerts with your name or your... It's crazy. Like the other day I was sitting at work and all of a sudden I get this bing and I'm like, was Google alert? Somebody had quoted me in a newspaper article about a haunted hospital that Joe and I had investigated.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea. But I was like, this is really cool, so you got to get it.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So anyhow, welcome to the show.
I have Shauna and Victoria, and tell us a little bit about what Geeks is, and what are you doing here in Louisville? Well, close to Louisville.
Well, close to Louisville, yeah. Well, Geeks Paranormal is a paranormal investigation group out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I'm the founder. And I founded it, 2012, about 6 years ago.
That's Shauna, by the way.
Yeah, this is Shauna. I'm sorry. during that time, after about 4 years, I decided to go ahead and let her come on because she was begging and pleading.
Oh,
no, I'm just
no.
kidding. She had asked me at one point if I needed any help, and at the time I didn't. We had like 13 members.
Oh, wow.
And then we dwindled down to like two. And I finally needed some help. So I was like, hey, you want to come along and help us out a little bit? Well, we got together. She came on and I don't know if we can cuss on here, butt end of the conversation, butt end of the investigation and helped us do a lot of review. We had like 72 hours worth of review time and she helped us with all of it.
And I was kind of green on the review at this time. Now, mind you, I had done paranormal investigation before, but never in like a team setting, just kind of like, you know, out of the, you know, pulling things out of my
butt.
You know, Woody
and
in my gluteus maximus and so I've never really did review because, you know, you just kind of like, hey, I heard it goes, that's cool, you know, but I never really did review. So here she is and she's like needing all this help and she's like, well, why don't you review this camera? And it was a camera with a lot of activity. Wow. So I'm writing down everything. I'm writing down the dust. I'm writing down the air. I'm writing down literally every little bug got charted. Every little
one hour was 16 pages.
I would write it down like Brett, I think this is dust. I think this is a bug. And it was just page after page after page. We're talking like, it had been like 15 pages.
It was 16 pages.
16 pages. Because,
of the first hour.
I'm completely green. So she's like, that's wonderful. Maybe not so much next time. Just focus on the entities, the stuff that's not natural. The debunk stuff, that's wonderful that you know that. Maybe not write about it.
It's all a learning process, right?
It is.
Yeah. You know, and it's good to be able to look at that and then you be able to decipher. So the next time, you're not going to waste your time on every dust orb, right?
Yeah.
You're
right.
Going to just be looking for that specific information, those
and my
ghosts.
My OCD kicks in, you know, so I'm like, there's like 20 orbs on, or dust orbs, not real orbs, guys. 20 dust orbs on a page, and I'm literally going, there's one on the left corner, right, and it's 3 inches down, and they over here.
Yeah,
right.
To
and
the
like,
left.
Literally, and she's like,
I told her, I said, okay, you
you're very thorough.
You had told me that you were in a team before, and it was my fault to assume that you knew how to do what I was wanting you to do. So like, let me go ahead and train you in how I see it done.
Was it a residential?
It was actually a business.
Oh, okay.
A business in Tulsa that we can, and I pronounce it, it's called Spiritual Rose in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
We are doing after 3 years, we're still doing the movie of it.
Yeah, I wrote the script.
Because during that time frame, we were asked to do a radio podcast with someone. So we were guests on the show. And then after the show, they said, hey, you girls are great. We think you should do a show with our network. So we're like, all right. So I filled out the application. Next thing we know, we had a show, and we were like busy from like, that time on. And I'm like, when am I going to get this done?
So next thing you know, it's a weekly show, and we're
exploring
co-host
the paranormal with Geeks Paranormal.
Yeah.
It's just Vicky and I. The rest of the team, we're now down to 5, and we're all ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But they help us do the research and all that on it, and her and I are the ones that are the speakers on the show.
Right. Well, I mean, we get the, now we were doing historical pieces. Like every other week we'd do a guest and then we do a historical piece. But
well,
then
we
it ended up
search.
Being
oh, okay.
ended up being that we'd get so many guests, we didn't really have time for the geek searches anymore because we were researching our guests. I mean, we're getting amazing guests, like movie stars.
Wow. Maria Olson and Sean Whalen and like, oh yeah.
And, I mean, it's just been phenomenal. Like we still are like, did that really just happen? Did we really just get that person? Oh my gosh, did they speak to us?
What in the world? We're still so green.
Yeah,
I mean, y'all have all this nice equipment, and I'm sort of going, how do I do that? You're going to have to teach me.
You got these beautiful equipment, and we're like sitting there, and if you were to see our room where we do,
our studio is Joe's back bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Like our studio is like the back part of her garage, and we have like
trash bags over the ceiling.
Trash bags over the ceiling. We've got. We did for a while have like egg cartons glued to the wall to keep out the sound.
With foam on it.
Yeah. We have on the floor like her daughter's like
foam
ABC
letters.
Foam letters.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these little, I don't even know what kind of lamps they are. And they have these
cheap
little
lamp silver covers that if you have a bright hot light in it, it'll burn you.
Oh,
right.
Get
them
at
Walmart for 87 cents. I have those.
The life of a podcaster.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. And then over that, mind you, these are what she just said. If you touch these light, they will burn you. So what does she have draped over to make it soft?
No. They have LED lights in them now, so they don't get hot.
Right.
But it's like little foam things. You
but
know how you get the foam
little,
covers and the boxes?
Yeah.
I have that over it to soften the light.
We're not talking we bought any money special for it. It was something that came in a
it was already
package
came in a package
that we bought. So we just have that draped over it.
So let me ask you a question. In doing your show, have you ever had paranormal activity occur during the show?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Just about every show. We'll listen back and be like, did that just say something? Like one of them, who was it? It was Sean Whalen.
Yeah.
And he was talking, and I don't remember if the entity told him to shut up it was like a full word, but it was like, be quiet or shut up.
Oh, it was something. Something but he was by along himself that line. But he was, it was just the cat.
It was, yeah. Wow. And it wasn't him, but it's like very clear. And we're like, and I contacted him later, like, did you have somebody in your house with you? No. Okay, we know your cats don't talk. And yeah. But you, and we didn't say it.
We have video proof.
Yeah. But we've had multiple different times in different shows. We have multiple little moments where they come out. We have
multiple entities in my home. Yeah, it was built in 1949.
We have an entity that we call
Tobias.
Tobias or Toby. It's because, and we both had seen, like visibly seen at different times, a brown orbish streakish shadow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't hear about brown ones very often.
Yeah,
We had
never heard of a brown entity or whatever until we both saw one, and she saw it at a different time than me, and one day we were just sitting there talking, and we're like, I saw that too.
It's really interesting, and he'll play with the equipment, and he'll mess up the equipment, and it's like, oh, come on, this was working yesterday.
We get to the point where we're just like, Tobias,
yeah,
knock it off. And then things will go back to being fine again. And we're like,
I want to get the sage.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been times where we'll threaten, if you don't quit, we're going to do a cleansing with sage. Stop it now. I mean, I feel like he's probably a
playful
young child or whatever. And when we get that mother voice, things are back to normal.
So everybody asks, well, what's the most haunted place you've been? What is the funnest place you've ever been?
Oh, we're all about our fun. Oh, yeah. We are spreading light on the paranormal.
Yeah, yeah. TB hospital that we've investigated. We cannot say where it's at or the name is, but it has been the funnest for me so far.
That one's hers. My funnest there's many reasons why this home is a private home, was the funnest home for me. One, because it was strange. It was completely strange. The family was strange. Mm. The situation was strange. I mean, we walked in the house and they had an open bedroom door full of sex toys.
Yes. Haunted sex toys.
Haunted. Haunted.
Just hanging from hooks all over their bedroom.
But don't you think, like, okay, we got people coming over. We might want to shut that door, right?
They were all happy about showing it off. They were. This could be on camera.
They were excited about the fact that we're like, is this awkward? Serious, please? And then, like, sitting as we're walking in the house, right sitting next to their bedroom door is their young little boy, and he's on the thing, and he's like, and they're like, I think he's possessed. And I'm going,
nope.
No. I think he might just have bad parenting.
Yeah.
But of course, we're not going to say
but
that.
But we're not going to judge or nothing. I mean,
no,
I
know. But
we're going to look into it and research it and see what's going on. Yeah. And we did, and something.
There was definitely something there. At one point, my first walkthrough, the person was like, I had a little digital recorder, and you hear it back, them saying, I'm here, and they touch my hand, and you hear me going, oh my gosh, they touched my hand.
Oh my gosh.
And you had an experience.
Yeah, I'm deaf in my right ear, and so I'm considered the deaf one in the group. But we were in the back, and the only guy that was with us was with me back there in the back of the room. Well, we were calling out to her because we were setting up the camera equipment, saying, how does that look? You know? So I screamed at her. I said, answer your phone. And she said, no. And I said, are you on it? Okay. And it was like a deep male voice, his voice. And I'm like, did you hear that? He goes, what, no? I said, no, okay. I heard a male voice say okay. He goes, oh, I didn't hear it. We roll back and at least three digis and one camera picked up the okay. Wow. And it sounded like it was coming from over her
shoulder.
Now, mind
you, to pull out the setting a little bit, one, I'm in the other room. There's all these other people. Nobody but the deaf chick hears it.
Yeah.
Nobody but the deaf chick hears it. Now, the three cameras that picked it, or the three digis that picked it up, were spread out all over the place. And in between of those, there's other cameras, there's other digital that did not pick it up. And they're, you know, they're all the same power. It's not like one, oh, well, you got a cheap Walmart. No, I mean, these are all good equipment. But only three digitals and one video camera picked that up. And it was over my shoulder. And, but no one else. And it was, and the ones that picked it up, it was as loud as you saying okay.
Yeah,
but there
was
nobody
loud,
there. But that wasn't the only time anything got mimicked in that house.
It was mimicked. There was a lot of mimicking. Oh. There was a spiritual box session that we did. We had Darren Evans with us from Ghost Adventures on the thing. But he had left for a little while. Well, I had asked something on the spirit box, and his voice came over the spirit box.
He was gone. He'd gone to do something for his girlfriend, and he'd come back. He'd come back after.
He wasn't there at all,
but you can clearly hear his voice come
I've
through.
I've heard that so many times.
Well, she had an episode where she got really ticked at me.
From the same house. Now we were all wearing mics.
Okay,
we all have mics, and you know, the videos and everything. Well, I'm doing the review later, and I hear on her mic. At one point, I'm calling. I said, "Hey, you need to come in here." And
it was off your mic, wasn't it? That you heard it. The bad part.
Yeah, I heard it on my mic. I'm like, "Hey, you need to come in here," and I hear, and in my mic, it says, in her voice, Can I cuss on this?
Yeah.
I can't cuss.
Yeah.
I knew she was going to fucking want me or something like that. Really, really rude.
Yeah,
just
really
I'm like,
mean.
Oh, my God, you bitch. And I'm thinking. And then I didn't say nothing to her yet. I'm just fuming. So then I went and, you know, listened to her mic same time. She's like, oh, I knew she was going to need help with that. That's what she actually had said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it turned, and it was doing that all the way through.
The camera that was in the room actually caught me saying it, too. So two pieces of equipment caught me saying, well, I knew she was going to need help with that. Let me call her.
Yeah.
But on her mic, it sounded like I was...
What's your opinion on, you know, we hear that all the time where people hear it on the recorders, they don't hear it in real life or vice versa. What's your opinion on how the spirits communicate with us? Because we all know how sound is made. You know, you talk, the air vibrations come out, and it picks it up in the microphones and stuff. But what is your opinion on that? How do you feel?
I believe that sometimes it's done at a different level than what we can probably hear in real life. I mean, there's some things like you can hear in real life, like at the TB hospital, I heard a whistle.
Okay.
And nobody else heard the whistle but another gentleman that was with me. And nobody else's digi caught it, but my person that was manning the desk, her digi caught it, caught the whistle.
Okay.
So it's like... Well, why didn't this digi catch it? Why did this digi catch it? Well, maybe at the time, certain frequencies of the spiritual voice or whatever was coming through caught it at that particular time.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I'm, you know, in science, we learn, you know, about the sound waves and there is different frequency. That's why dog whistle we cannot hear, but the dog can.
Yeah.
We all have different frequencies in our ears, and equipment is set to different frequencies. Even if it's the same, equipment from the same company, sometimes the frequencies on those are just a little off because no one can make something exactly the same. Even if you put in a machine, sometimes it's not. And I think some frequencies are better heard than others and certain things. Like, I can hear high-pitched noise, like, bam. And I can hear EVPs clear as day. When I'm listening to them, I'm playing back. I'll be like, no, this is a whole sentence. And, but someone else might only hear bits and pieces of because it's playing at a different frequency that I can pick up with my ears. I cannot hear, for the life of me, regular voices of human beings sometimes. And yeah. I'm like, why can't I hear a ghost, but I can't hear you? You know, it's because of your frequency level, like how your pitch of your verbatim is doing. Oh, is that the right word? But it travels at different waves. And sometimes I feel like sound waves can be more physical. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, it's like when you do a hearing test. I get a hearing test done, and some of the low beats I can't hear, and some of the high beats I can't hear. But there's a certain neutral tone that I can hear plain as day.
Yeah.
And it's that way in real life too. Everywhere you go, you're gonna get that certain frequency that you can hear, and then that certain frequency you can't. A whisper may come across on a digi that you can't hear, but maybe it's because it's near your digi, not near your ear.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, sound waves are traveling all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. Whether you hear them or not, they're there.
Yeah.
You know, just like light frequencies. That's always there, constantly moving, constantly, and you know, it's. How we're able to perceive that information, because you're getting information bombarded at you all the time. If you got it all, I mean, you'd literally just die of being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so we have learned to put our own shields up and filters up. And, sometimes we need to learn how to put better filters and shields up, but we all have filters and shields up at all times to keep some of that stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Look at the spirits are draining me right now because I'm sitting over here like,
that's what that Mountain Dew there is for you, baby. Get to drinking it, girly.
I'm really like hot right now, and it's weird because you see my cheeks, they feel like they're hot.
I feel like I'm like being drained or something. Yeah. It's fine.
Maybe it's the spirits of the wedding over there going, stop us.
They're dancing right now.
We need to be wedding crashers. Yeah. Paranormal wedding crashers.
Yeah. Rock on. Wait.
So let me ask you a quick question. This is, and I like to ask everybody, what's your favorite piece of equipment to use on an investigation? Everybody has a favorite, right?
Yes.
Okay.
My favorite one is the spirit box. Mm. Now, if I had a portal box that didn't have the white noise, it'd be better.
Yeah.
But right now, the
if you had a portal box, that would be my favorite.
Yeah.
The quick response that you get after you ask a question, I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Mm-hmm. The instant gratification of knowing there's something here instead of having to, okay, we got to do review.
Yeah.
We can actually mark, hey, this time, you know, this is what was said. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, even then, you don't hear what was said on the spirit box until review, because again, frequencies, sound frequencies. Like we were just doing a review here recently of the TV hospital that we went to, and I heard stuff on the spirit box that I didn't hear while I was in the room. And I heard some stuff on the spirit box that I heard in the room, and two other people heard it, but it didn't come across on the digi. So it's like, dadgummit, I look like a liar.
Now, I like the spirit box except for I hate doing the review of the spirit box because it's and I'm like, oh my gosh, my ears, shut up. But I really love the digital recorder because it's so easy and you just carry it around with you. You have it with you all the time. And when you get that, you know, class A on there, and it's a full sentence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on the recorder. Yeah. It's beautiful.
That's like winning the lottery, man.
It is
beautiful, and it's irreplaceable, and you don't have that white noise from the ghost box in there, and or especially when it's a direct answer to a question. Mm-hmm. I like to, when I go out there and I ask questions.
And she interviews these spirits.
When I interview my entities and when they sit down with me. Mm. No, I mean, I like to, you know, find out if they're intelligent by asking them, you know, easy questions like, how do you spell cat? What comes after C? What is 2 + 2? And I will do that and we'll get answers. Sometimes I get very egotistical answers like, are you kidding me? You know, or something like that. And, you know, I'll be like, who's the president? Who do you think is the president right now? Who was the first president? Oh, you're not into history. Okay, let's go here. You know,
what time are you from?
Because
some of them can be illiterate and never know how to spell or do anything. Right. So you have to figure out the type of questions to really ask.
But I do find that you get better responses when you give them respect and when you ask them questions like that, because I'm sorry, when what's 2 plus 2? You automatically want to give the answer. Like, if you know the answer, you want to give it. And, yeah. if they know that answer, they want to say it. And it's, you know, you get better responses that way than to being, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Aggressive
and
mean.
You know.
Plus, it's great validation that you're getting something other than radio frequency.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you're not, because we all know how, and listener, you know also that, how the spirit box works, and that you're going to pick up different words, but to get great responses like that, you know it's spirit.
Oh, definitely.
You know it's not.
And if you get that full sentence through the,
yeah.
the different.
Yeah. Right.
That's incredible.
That one, too.
Oh, it is.
Like the day that I got the touch and then the I am here, like that is like gold.
Yeah.
Like I got a touch and an I am here at the exact time of that touch. She wanted us to know. And that was the house where we were getting, oh gosh, we felt, and this is one of the reasons why we don't, we're not aggressive and mean to them. Because in this particular house, this is the same one, same house,
we
got what we feel. Now, everybody has a right to their opinion, but we feel that we had a mimic demon.
Mm-hmm.
We also feel that there was an entity there that was scared, and, like, very scared, because we would hear her go, help me, I'm here. And then we'd hear the mimic demon, that what we call a mimic demon.
Yeah.
Y'all might have something else for it. Would be like, help me, help me, help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
mimicking
it, just hateful. And, you know, and why we don't, you know,
we're
be
aggressive
or nasty, you know, trying to, you know, provoke them is because, one, these are human beings.
Yeah. And the family who's there has to live with that after you leave.
Right? Definitely. You know?
And
you can't stay there forever.
Right. And I wouldn't want to, I wouldn't want to harm a child.
No.
You know, and whether they're living or dead, I wouldn't want to harm them.
Yeah, who doesn't?
You know, want to protect them. I don't want to, you know, be mean and hateful and abusive to them.
Well, you also have spirits like the one at Spiritual Rose, the old veteran that,
we
believe is an old veteran that was following me around the whole place because I'm a veteran.
Okay.
And we, she found after researching the place that there was an actual veteran that died like a block up.
Oh, wow.
I got run over by a bus.
Oh,
and,
man.
And when, and in there, you can hear, at one point she said, what is your name? And he said, his name is Jeffy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, mind you, I heard that before I started doing the research, and I wrote it down, Jeffy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, at one point, he did the military alphabet.
Yeah, Alpha, Bravo,
you know?
Charlie.
Okay.
And he was doing that, and he told her, and we used that one for our commercial. He said for her to be careful. She was like, how
I
do you feel
like,
about this?
How do you feel about this pentagram on the wall? If you don't like it, why don't you just knock it off?
And
ow,
he said,
something just...
and he said, be
I don't
careful.
Know what that was, but it shocked me.
Oh,
it was
my
there.
Goodness.
Yeah, wow.
I wonder, because like, I'm over here, and I'm like, just all of a sudden, like, drained, I almost fall asleep, and I'm like... Something's around us.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's
but,
always something.
Let me get my smudgy spray.
but yeah, he was, she said, be careful. I thought at first he had said, what did I think you say?
I don't
That's
remember,
trouble?
But, yeah.
Or something like that?
It was clear. It was clear when he played it back that he said, be careful. And at one point there was headlights, and she's like, what's over there? And he spoke to her and said, don't worry about that. You know, and you could tell... Throughout the review, now mind you, I didn't get to be in that investigation because I came into the team after that investigation,
okay.
So I was just there for the review. But I could tell that he was trying to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the way through, he was trying to protect her.
Yeah.
So when I started digging into the history, because I'm a historian, and I'm one of the person that if I get to digging and going down that rabbit hole, I continue.
Oh my God.
I
love rabbit holes.
I continue until I can't continue anymore.
Yeah.
And I found that, I mean, it was like 2014, so that he had was trying to get to the bus and slipped and got run over by the bus. And he was
and somebody held his hand until he died. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So
sad. It's such a sad story. And this was a very, very decorative military man. So we honored him. And when we do the show, when we get it out there, there's going to be a whole segment that honors this man and honors, you know, the military for him, because it was just heartbreaking. But his name actually was Jeffy.
Oh, my God.
Jeffy. And we at first thought it was Jesse, and then she said, no, I think it's Jeffy. Oh. I really think it's Jeffy. And then when she researched it and found him and found it was Jeffy, I was like, oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's only one little image of him online anywhere, because he was a military veteran. He wasn't online. He didn't have Facebook. He was an older gentleman.
What? Yeah. There was a time without Facebook?
What?
I know.
How did we survive?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the cord.
Fate worse than death, being without Facebook.
Right? That's my kids.
You know, that's what I kind of laugh, but I kind of sad about, like, you know, people that pass away now, we're addicted to our phones. Like, is there iPhones on the other side? Because, man, these people, like,
haunted iPhone.
I mean, like, we are addicted to these things.
It's,
like,
it's a die phone.
Have you ever heard of paranormal texting?
Yeah, exactly. We need to create that, you know, so people can text from the other side.
No. Well, I figured if they could get into a computer and glitch it up, they could get into a phone.
You know, but they're getting into that computer or whatever just because they need to get that energy to try to get you a response.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm like, does it matter on the other side? Like, is all of that not matter?
No.
You know, is it just about energy or love or whatever it is?
Right.
But, man, I'm going to miss my iPhone when I pass away.
Right?
I'll be 99 and still Facebooking. You heard it here first.
Well, a lot of things also get me about the orb phenomenon. I know a lot of people aren't really into orbs. However, this is my take on it.
Yeah.
You have this strong man that can lift 500 pounds. He's using all that energy to lift 500 pounds. Well, you have this weak person that can only lift 5 pounds. An orb could be just a burst of energy from an entity that can't give you a full apparition or a full mist.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be a fart from the
fart
other side.
That's right.
Ghost farts.
Yeah.
It could be a ghost fart.
It's our
like
next show,
he pushed and pushed really hard. And there's
and that's
the
how the Big Bang started.
But that is my opinion.
Yeah.
So, you know, I believe there are orbs that are entities.
Yeah.
You just have to
now,
look at it.
Not everything you see on your camera is an orb.
Is an
preach,
orb.
Sister, like, preach.
Like I said, that you know, I had 16 pages that first day, but I was like,
and
this is a bar.
And a lot of them could
this
have been legitimately an orb if you didn't look at it frame by frame by frame.
Yeah.
And yeah, and like the one, there was a legit orb that we had found. And, you know, pull away all the dust, pull away all the bugs and everything. Once we've put a normal explanation to this, then the only thing left for the other stuff was the paranormal.
Yeah.
And there's one where you don't notice at first, but then once you watch it frame to frame, you realize that orb that you're looking at is actually footprints and they're walking.
Yep.
Oh,
it's connected to another
orb.
It's connected here and another orb over here. And it's and an elbow up here.
Yes.
Like you can
we
actually see the outline of it.
It's a half a body entity.
Yeah, because all you see is the arm and a leg.
But if you pull back, it looks like orbs. But when you look at it closer, you're like, wait a minute, that's a. And then you're like, wait, that's the shape of a human. You're like, what? No, that, and then you just
and
see
you
like
see it walking into the refrigerator.
And you see it walking.
So, yeah.
And the way it's moving, you could tell it's walking. The strut of a person walking. We don't have the legs.
Yeah.
But we have the whole.
We have like the shoulder and the arm,
the torso part. Mm-hmm. And but you can tell that it's walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get that and you're like, oh, well, that can't possibly be dust in a bug.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, there was dust here and yes, there was a bug there, but that's an entity. That's a humanoid entity.
And one of our investigators that had found it had just picked out the one orb that was on like the elbow portion of it. And it's like, wait a minute.
Then I've been like researching and I'm going like 0.5 in there. Because when I do, oh my gosh, 8 hours at 0.5 speed. Like, you know, like, coffee, what the hell? I'm looking at the same scene at 0.5 speed.
And over
but then
again.
I started realizing, like, what the heck? And I sent it to Sean. I was like, look at this. I think we found something a lot more than just one orb there. And she looked at it, and we both looked at it, and we're like, yeah, that's an entity.
Mm-hmm. You're saying about spending like 8 hours, you know, reviewing things. You have to really, I mean, if you're serious about paranormal investigating mm-hmm. and presenting evidence to your clients or people you're trying to help, you have to take the time. You know, I know a lot of people speed through it, and they're like, look at that. But
well, we know a couple of that do that.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just getting a show. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you actually delving more into that?
They're wanting to put it at 2 speed. No.
But that's why we tell everybody, like, you know, we may do an investigation for you, and you may not get any information back for 6 months, 8 months, because we have full-time jobs. I have a 5-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 15-year-old.
You got your hands full right there, girl.
Exactly. So it's going to take us a while to go through that. And if we go through an hour of the show a day, that could end up being 3 or 4 hours a day.
We go through it like a headlights cold.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, we will go through it. Like, we have our other teammates. We'll have them look at something. And then they'll send it to me, and I'll look at something. And I like I said, I go to 0.5 on that. I go to the slowest setting sometimes and really slow it down. And then, you know, to make sure that what I'm getting, what I'm seeing is what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, is it dust? Is it, and I'll mark out what, okay, well, you know what, I don't think that. And if we don't think something, It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. We don't even, like, okay, never mind.
If
and
I'm
we don't
second guessing
care.
That, it's not even it's worth gone. It. Mm-hmm.
So then if I, what I get, and I'm like, okay, I'm thinking pretty good that this is paranormal. Then I send it on to her. Mm-hmm. And she is the final decision because she's the ultimate leader of the group.
The ultimate leader.
The ultimate leader.
The ultimate leader.
But she's the founder and she's the leader. Yeah. So then she makes the final cut. But it's already gone through at least, you know, three, four pairs of eyes and before it gets to her. And then she's like, okay, that one, this one here, I'm not 100% sure on. There it goes.
Yeah.
And it might be, well, but I love that one.
Sorry.
I don't really. And then, you know, she has her husband that's is a
really
skeptic. And he's not part of the team, but we like to put him as the no man. Because I think every
team... We make
team,
him part of the team.
Every team ought to have a no man.
Yeah.
Ought to have one person that's going to definitely, you know, say, nope, that's not paranormal the whole time. And once you convince the no man, that's something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the minute he says, I can't tell you. Okay, we're keeping that one.
So we use him as a no man. He's our... unwilling
participant
paranormal
unwilling member
unwilling paranormal team member that you
So technically we're all girls, but
you know,
he's
our
no man.
He's our no man. And then we do have a couple honorary members. I guess be that bad. Darren Evans
will edit that out.
honorary member, and another person,
Jason Alexander. He's been supporting our group since day one.
Oh,
yeah, so we call him an honorary member too.
He has his own team. Well, he did. Now he's alone and by himself. But he will share everything we post up, like everything we post up. So I felt like he was.
Honorary material.
And if we go to a place that I know he's very interested in, I'll say, hey, you want to go check it out?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
We are an all-women's team, but we do have honorary men.
Honorary
men.
They didn't say honorable. They said honorary.
They're ornery, too.
Ornery, yes. No kidding.
Ornery, honorable, not honorable.
What man isn't ornery, right?
Hello.
He's like, wait a minute,
I'm
a man.
Just look
I always
over
pick
here.
On my brother. I pick on him all day long. You're my brother, and I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us, what's the most famous haunted place where you live? You're Oklahoma, right? Okay. What is the most famous place that's haunted in your area?
The Sally House would probably be the
most
famous.
It's not really in our house.
No,
that's not really in Oklahoma.
Well, it's Oklahoma.
I'm thinking
it is in Oklahoma.
Is it?
It's in Oklahoma City.
maybe.
Yes.
I was thinking more like in Tulsa. Yeah, Oklahoma.
Oh, you're talking about like
Tulsa,
right near us.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Brady Theater.
We have,
the Brady Theater. Probably, and we haven't gotten there yet. But
the Constantine
like
Theater in Pahuska.
The Brady Theater.
Well, they're famous for us.
Yeah.
The Brady Theater has been pretty well known because it's in the area where the race riots of 1921 were.
Okay.
And back in that 1921 area, they used that building that's now the Brady Theater as a place to hold a lot of the black people and the, you know, the African Americans and whatever they put them in there. Kind of like, supposed to have been a quote, safe house, but they were basically numbering them and putting them in like a Nazi camp is what it was like.
That's terrible.
And yeah, it was horrifying.
Very
and these,
horrible.
And they would pack them in so full that
they couldn't lay
they
down
couldn't
to
help,
sleep.
And they couldn't help trampling each other, so some of them were trampled to death.
Oh,
and,
man. I there's mean, a recipe like, for a haunting right there.
We're talking about some horrifying
and this is stuff that
she's
had to dig
things.
Deep into the library and research and everything because this doesn't tell you a lot of this stuff online.
Yeah, and a lot of this is history that they were trying to remove from because they didn't want to have that shameful history because they called in the government and the government came and
bombed the area.
Bombed the black neighborhoods.
Oh my lord!
Black Wall Street was bombed
Black Wall
by the
Street.
US
and
government.
We're talking about a neighborhood that was vibrant and lively and doing better than the white neighborhood. And the and at that time there was the white neighborhood wanted to get rid of them.
And it's funny because that's one of the reasons why it's taken me so long to actually get this story out is because of the research she had to put into it. And how I really want to present it, because I don't want to just present it as a investigation. I want to present it as a historical documentary piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of all this research she put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to honor all the ones that died and suffered during that time.
We found things that would just make you
horrible.
Bawl. And I found pictures.
Oh,
oh we have pictures that are going to be up there. So it's going to be like, explicit content the minute you watch it.
Yeah. I'm going to describe one of the pictures. Oh, there was one picture.
Listening aggression is advised.
Yes. If you or anybody under the age of 21, please close your ears right now. But there was a picture of a young, maybe a 3-year-old little boy, holding his dead baby sister.
Oh,
and oh my
crying.
God.
Crying.
Crying.
Yeah.
Oh my
heartbreaking.
God. This, and this is what they did. This is what happened. And this is what the history that they were trying to bury down. Because they were ashamed.
They had
you
pictures of a big bonfire where there was a black man in the middle of the bonfire and you see all the white people around the bonfire.
Wow.
Yeah. You should be ashamed of that kind of history, but we shouldn't bury it. We should learn from it.
Yeah.
We should never
like all of our history
that happen again.
All of our history shouldn't be buried because the minute you do, it's just going to repeat itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And
we have to learn.
And when you stop remembering, the spirits are going to come, and they're going to come aggressively because nobody's listening to them, and we're not learning the lessons that they suffered for us to learn. You know, for us
these
to learn.
People's stories deserve to be told.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With all the, you know, with all the shamefulness, we need to tell the story.
Yeah.
And we're gonna.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Proud of you girls. My kind of girls. If anybody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that? What's your social media? What's your handle?
We're currently getting a website completed, so we're not going to give that out yet.
Okay.
But they can reach us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/geeksparanormal or our Exploring with Geeks Paranormal Facebook. Twitter is Geeks Paranormal, Instagram is Geeks, but you have to put the dots in it, underscore Paranormal, because Geeks does stand for General Ectoplasm Exposition and Knowledge Society, so it is an acronym.
You can listen to our radio show on anchor.fm/geeksparanormal.
Dash Paranormal.
Dash Paranormal. Forget the dash. And then there's para-x.com, and we are airing every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. And you can find us on Spotify. Just look us up by Geeks and Find Our Little Ghosties.
We're okay. on 11 cool. different broadcasting stations.
That's awesome. Amazing.
We are on wow. YouTube as well. You can look us up.
Oh, but yeah, we have kind of ignored YouTube.
Yeah. We're sorry, our YouTube fans. We do miss you, but YouTube sucks.
It does.
But yeah, we're on YouTube as well. You can just look us up. Now, mind you, there is another paranormal. It's called Paranormal Geeks. That is not us. They stole that idea from us.
How dare they?
Rude. Well, rude. We can't say that
well,
for sure.
We were first.
Yeah. We were first. We came out with it in 2012, and 2 years later, they came out with it. So,
if you're up on YouTube and you're looking and you see the boring, unresponsive, know-it-all, that's not them. Find the
for
fun.
Our cute little geeky ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah, look for
the
little
fun.
Geeky ghosts. Yeah.
Look for the fun. Look for the cute little geeky ghosts.
And it's a little circle, and it has, well, the original one has a boy and a girl ghost. The girl has fuchsia hair. Now, the one that we made for our show has a girl and a girl because it's me and her. And so the one's got red hair.
Uh-huh.
And then the fuchsia hair, which
mine is usually fuchsia.
Yeah. So
I change it so much.
Isn't
that
it amazing,
I'll just keep the pink.
All the wonderful hair colors we can do? Now, like, had a little hair disaster myself. It's kind of orange today, but who cares, right?
I think it's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I was going for more of a silver, but I ended up with a blue.
I love it, though. I just love it. You know, like, we can express ourselves in ways we couldn't do 10 or 20 years ago, right?
Exactly. I mean, the way the world has changed in the last, you know,
5 years even.
The acceptance of
paranormal and paranormal mm-hmm. shows and radio shows and things.
The way we've progressed and the way we've regressed,
yeah. mm-hmm.
that we've regressed so much.
Well, that's
it's
no
scary.
Thanks to the media. It's
and,
the media. Yeah. All
and
media.
We will say this, and I will say this, and we are offensive. But we don't mean to be. But, you know, if you are one of those people that is a snowflake.
Mm-hmm. And we will call you a snowflake.
We will call you a snowflake. We're going to offend you probably.
Our slogan is, if we haven't offended you yet, just wait.
Just wait for it. You know? But you know what? The thing about it is that you got to get to the point in your life where you realize, you know, it's not that damn serious.
Yeah.
No.
So
that's
calm
it.
Your
that's
tits.
Right.
Yeah, Joe. But, you know, we really appreciate you guys coming and sharing your stories with us because our listeners love to hear paranormal stories and find new places to go. And you know, if they need help and they want to listen to other shows, which is fine.
Yeah.
No, but they should really check out your show because I think it'll be interesting and they'll be very entertained.
Well,
like we were today.
We spent a lot of time on our show probably saying inappropriate words. Oh, that's me, isn't it?
That's all you.
That's why we have the bleep button for.
Yeah.
Vicky. That's all Vicky.
But great. We appreciate it, girls.
Thank
Take
you for
care.
Us.
And we will have you back on the show some other time.
Awesome. Thank you,
Geeks
guys.
Paranormal.
All right.
And thanks, everyone, for tuning in this week. Stay tuned next week for another exciting episode
Woo!
Of the 222 Paranormal Podcast. Where we're going to have some amazing guests that we don't know about yet.
Yes. Stay tuned, folks, and don't forget, check out the Toledo Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference, October 12th, Toledo, Ohio. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.